We're going to learn that Yud Dalid Amid Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amid Beis at the Mishnah. So in the beginning of the parak, we discussed the Isser of doing business with Ovdei Kochavim around the time of their holidays. So our Mishnah is going to tell us that there are certain things you're not allowed to sell to them throughout the year, because these things are somehow used for Avodah Zarah. So Idvo Dvarim Asurim Limkola Ovdei Kochavim. The following things you're not allowed to sell to an Ovdei Kochavim, because they're going to use them for Avodah Zarah. It's Strovolin U'Benoshuach. Benoshuach are white figs. U'Petotros U'Levona. Different types of things that we use different types of vegetables or whatever, or fruits that they use for Avodah Zarah, or incense or spices. V'tarnagol halavan, and a white tarnagol. Rabbi Yehuda omer mutar limkor lo tarnagol lavan beina tarnagolin. That if the guy is buying lots of chickens from you, so then lots of roosters from you, you're allowed to sell a tarnagol lavan amongst the batch. As you're only not allowed to sell specifically a tarnagol lavan. U'bizman shu b'fnei atzmo, and if you're selling him just a tarnagol lavan, if you cut off one of the etzba'os, one of the fingers, one of the, I don't know if that's what they call it on a bird, but one of the fingers of the chicken, then that would make it mutter to sell to him, because they would never be makriv, something that's mechusar ever, a bird that's missing a limb, tavo dezara, ushar kol advarim, but anything else that a guy buys from a Jew, staman mutter. We assume if he buys it staman, and he doesn't say explicitly that he's buying it for the sake of Avodah Zarah, so it's mutter for a Jew to sell it. But uperushan aser, if he says explicitly that he's buying this item for Avodah Zarah, even though it's not one of the items that we mentioned in the Mishnah, on our list over here, of things that are commonly used for Avodah Zarah, we have to take him at his word that he's going to use it for Avodah Zarah. V'ameir omer af dekel tov v'chatzav asu limkol avdichavim. Even the fruits of a good dekel tree, you're not allowed to sell to Novik Chavim, a gezeira that he might be makriv to Avodah Zarah, that he might be makriv it to Avodah Zarah. So that's the Mishnah. Now, says the Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain the different items in the Mishnah. My Itzrubalin. What are Itzrubalin? So, Tornisa. It is Tornisa, which is a type of cedar wood. Frakli Mara Urmin, who Hosifan Alein, Al Kosin, Vitzrubalin, Mochsin, Benoshuach, Vis, Al Kadak, Strubalin, Tornisa, Tornisa, Misa, Bishvias. You know, there's a Bryce that discusses fruits that used to not have Kedusha Shvias because they're not real Peros Kimurim, but afterwards they were Machmir to consider them like full-fledged peros, and they asked them, they consider them to be fruits that have Kedusha of Shemitah. And on the list of things that they added to Kedusha Shavias is Itzrobalin. But if Itzrobalin means, like we said, a type of cedar wood, so come on, is there Kedusha Shvias? And there's no way that has Kedusha Shvias, because Zahaklal, the rule is as follows, Kol Sheyeshlo Iker, Yeshlo Shvias. If something has roots that stay in the ground, even during the winter time, such a thing could have Kedusha Shvias. All the halachos of Shvias would apply. You have to be mafkarit, you're not allowed to do business with it, but Kol Sheyeshlo Iker, anything that doesn't have roots that stay in the ground, and the roots instead right away during the winter time, like different types of vegetables, ain't no shvius, doesn't have any kedusha shvius. Now tornisa, its roots get ruined in the ground during the winter time. So if its strobolin is tornisa, how could it have kedusha shvius? Elam Rav Safra piri de arza. No, tornisa is a type of fruit called piri de arza. V'chein kiasa ravin amar Rav Lazar piri de arza. That's what it is. Benos shuach amar Rav Chanan Rav Yochanan te'eni chivarasa. That Benoshuach means white figs. Upetotros, and what's petotros? Am Rabbi Chana, Am Rabbi Yochanan, bepetotros sehen shanu. That the petotros that we're talking about are not another min. It's not a separate type of vegetable. The Tan is just explaining that Istrobalin and Benoshuach that are aser is only when they're still attached to their stems, because it's the derech of Avdei Avodah Zarah to hang these Istrobalin and these Benoshuach by their stems in front of the Avodah Zarah. But if you de-stem them, I'm not sure if that's a word, but if you take off their stems, then that would never be used for Avodah Zarah, and you'd be allowed to sell them Two novid kuchavim, levona. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Levona zaka. It's one of the types of levona called levona zaka, which is the most chashuv type of levona. But all the lesser types of levona are mutter. So Gemara brings a brisa that tells us how you could sell it to a guy. Even the things that normally you're not allowed to sell. Tana umikulan, from all these things that we said in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to sell, it's only if you're selling a small amount. But mochan lehen chavila, you're allowed to sell them a bundle of it, because it's clear if he's buying a whole bunch of it, that he's buying it for business purposes and not for personal level desire purposes. Vekama chavila, how much is a bundle? Pirush Rabbi Yehuda Meseira, in chavila p'chusa mishlosha manin. A bundle always has to be something that's three mana, which is the equivalent of the weight of 300 dinar. Don't you have to be choshesh that maybe, yeah, he's running a business, but maybe his business is to sell supplies for Avodah Zarah. So maybe he's selling to everybody who's then going to use it for Avodah Zarah. Amar Abaye, alifnei mipak dinan. Alifnei dilifnei, lo mapke dinan. That, yeah, we have an iser of lifnei iver. So we're not allowed to provide him with something that he's going to directly use for Avodah Zarah. But there's no iser of lifnei dilifnei. We're allowed to sell him something that he will then turn around to sell to somebody else, who in turn will use it for Avodah Zarah, because that's only a violation of lifnei dilifnei. So let's make some main points over here. The Mishnah identifies things that you're never allowed to sell to Novid Chavim, because we assume that it's going to be used for Avodah Zarah. And then the Gemara identifies what those items in the Mishnah are, and also teaches us that if the guy, it teaches us a number of ways that it will be mutter. If you remove the stems from it, or if the guy himself is not going to use it for Avodah Zarah, but is only going to sell it to somebody else who's going to use it for Avodah Zarah. Now the Gemara continues. It said in the Mishnah, Tarnagol Lavan. So Gemara is going to say, you know, that that there's an opinion that there's a way to sell a guy, a Tarnagol Lavan, in a mutter way. Amrav Yona, Amrav Zera, Amrav Zvid. So they say as follows. Ika Damasni, Amrav Yona, Amrav Zera, and some take Rav Zvid out of the equation. Tarnagol Lami. When the guy goes after, is running around looking to buy a Tarnagol, and he doesn't ask specifically for a white one. You see a guy walking around the shuk saying, hey, who's got a Tarnagol to sell? Then Mutu Limkar Lo Tarnagol Lavan. Then you're allowed to sell him a white Tarnagol, because clearly, if he wanted it for Avodah Zarah, he would have been asking for a white one. Tarnagol Lavan Lami, Asur Limkar Lo Tarnagol Lavan. But if he's walking around saying, who's got a white Tarnagol, then you're not allowed to sell him a white Tarnagol, because clearly he's going to use it for Avodah Zarah. So Tana, and it's said in the Mishnah of Yudomer Mocher Hulo Tarnagol Lavan Ben HaTarnagolin, that the Jew is allowed to sell to a guy a white Tarnagol when he's buying a whole bunch of other Tarnagolin. Well, wait a second. Hey, Chidami. E lema dekamer Tarnagol Lavan Lami, Tarnagol Lavan Lami. If when he's walking around the shuk, he's asking who's got a white Tarnagol, Afil Ben HaTarnagolin Amilo, then you should not be allowed to sell it to him, even if you're selling him a whole bunch of Tarnagolin. Elalav dekamer Tarnagol Me, Tarnagol me. No, it must be that he's just asking in general, who's got a Tarnagol to sell? Va'afilu achil Rabbi Yehuda ben HaTarnagol in b'fnei atzmalo. And still, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're only allowed to sell it amongst other Tarnagolim, not on its own. U'tanakama afilu ben HaTarnagolin namilo. And according to the Tanakama, even if you're selling it amongst a whole bunch of other Tarnagolim, you're not allowed to sell it. So this is a major problem for Rabbi Zeru, who said that when he's announcing Tarnagol me, you're allowed to sell him a Tarnagol. So Amrav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Achav Mayaskinan, the Mishnah that Asher selling a Tarnagol Lavan on its own, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and according to the Chum, even amongst a whole bunch of other Tarnagolin, is Kigon to Kamar Ze Vize, that the guy says he wants to buy a Tarnagol Lavan and a Shachar, and other, he wants to buy a white one and a black one and a red one. So Rabbi Yehuda holds you're not allowed to sell him a Tarnagol Lavan on its own, because he mentions Lavan first, and right now he's buying just a Lavan. So we assume that that was his plan all along, to get just a white one. When he mentions black and red, that was just to trick you into not believing that he wants it for Avodah Zarah. So, because he knows that you would never sell it to him if you knew that he wanted it for Avodah Zarah. But if he actually buys a red one and a black one together with the white one, then maybe that's a proof that he's not really using it for Avodah Zarah, because he wouldn't use the black and the red one for Avodah Zarah, so Mestama the white one he's not using either. And the Chum holds, since he mentions white first, we have to be choshesh that even when he does buy the others, it's just a pretext. It's just that he's only buying the others because he wants the white one as well. But if, when he starts announcing it, he says, I'm interested in a tarnagol, and he doesn't say what kind, then everyone would agree that you're allowed to buy, you're allowed to sell him a tarnagol lavan, because you could have sold him anything. He never even mentioned lavan at all. So that's the case of the Mishnah, where if he doesn't identify anything at all to sell, to buy, he just says tarnagol, and that's the case of Rabbi Zeira rather. If he just says tarnagol to me, he never used the word lavan at all, then for sure you're allowed to sell him a tarnagol lavan. Tanya nami hachi, and we have a braisa that explains machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim exactly the way Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok just explained it. That Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, Amosai, when are you not allowed to sell a white tarnagol? Bizman sha'amar tarnagol ze lavan, avlim amar ze vaze mutter. That's only if he says tarnagol ze lavan. But if he says to sell this and this, then you're allowed to sell them both together. So it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is talking about where he says this and this, and that's why he does not allow selling the tarnagol lavan on its own. But if he says tarnagol stam, you can sell the tarnagol lavan on its own. So we see from there that the chacham must hold that only when he mentions a white tarnagol do they disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. But if he doesn't mention a white tarnagol, he just says, I'm looking for a tarnagol stam, the Chum would also agree that you're allowed to sell even a tarnagol lavan. V'afilu amar tarnagol zeh, ovid chavim sha'asa mishta libno, o sha'yeh l'chol l'betoch beisam mutir. And not only that, Rabbi Yehuda says, even if he says, I want a tarnagol lavan, he says tarnagol zeh, and it happens to be a white one, if he happens to be making a feast for a wedding of his son, or he has a chola in his house, you're allowed to sell it to him. Because we assume that he wants to use it for the party, or he wants to use it to be merape the chola. You don't have to assume that he's going to use it, in that case, for Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara asks Astira, between two brises. So the Gemara says, I v'hatnan, or v'hatanya, depending on the girsa. Doesn't it say, Ovid chavim sha'asa mishtal b'no, eino asr ela osa hayom, that you're not allowed to do business with an Ovid chavim who's making a mishta for his son on that day, because it's normal to be makriv to Avodah Zarah, to thank his Avodah Zarah for the simcha in his family. So there's that chashash if you do business with him, but it's only that day, it's not the days prior to it. V'osu ish bilvad, and also only from that man himself who's making the mishta, but not other people who may be invited. But that day, that guy, it is usher to do business with him. So how could you have a havimina that you're allowed to sell him a tarnagol lavan, which is taka, something that they use for Avodah Zarah? You're not allowed to do any business with him because of the chashash that he may be go azul modal Avodah Zarah. When the Braisa says that you're allowed to sell him a tarnagol lavan for the sake of the party of his son, we're not talking about his son's wedding party. We're talking about stam, a party that people make, a birthday party or something, which isn't such a chash of a party that he would be azul moda, that he would go bring anything for the Avodah Zarah. Tanan, so the Gemara goes back to the discussion of Rabbi Zeira and is going to show against Rabbi Zeira from our Mishnah. Ushar kol advar mustam and mutar perushan aser. All other things, if the guy is just buying it stam, you have the right to assume it's stam, something he wants, it's not an avodah zara. But if he's explicit, then it's going to be aser. My staman and my perushan. How do we understand that those phrases? Staman and perushan. If stam means he says, I want to buy white wheat, without mentioning that he's buying it for Avodah Zarah, and the Tana is telling us, you don't have to worry that he's going to use it for Avodah Zarah, because people are not makriv wheat for Avodah Zarah. Perushan, to come Avodah Chavim, and perushan means that he says that he's buying it dafka to use it for Avodah Zarah. Well, then that's no chiddush at all. You wouldn't have to tell me that you're allowed to sell stam, because why would you have a havamina that he's using for Avodah Zarah? It's not an Avodah Zarah type of item. And you wouldn't have to tell me that it's also to sell it to him with Perushan, because he says he's using it for Avodah Zarah. Why wouldn't you trust him? Staman must mean that he says, I want to buy wheat, stam. And the Mishnah is telling us you're allowed to sell white wheat to him. Perushan to kamar chivarta. Perushan means he says, I'm interested in buying white wheat. And the Mishnah is telling us that you're not allowed to sell that to him. Michal de tarnagol afilu stama namilo. But that implies that by a case of a tarnagol, even stam, if he doesn't say white, even if he just wants to buy stam a tarnagol, you're not allowed to sell it to him. Because otherwise, why would it, in what way is a tarnagol any different than wheat? So that's a kasha on Rabbi Zeiru, who says that if a guy stam wants to buy a tarnagol without saying that he wants a white one, that you're allowed to sell it to him. It's a stira. So it says, Amri, li olam staman dekamar chiti chivarta. No, when we said stam, it means he's asking for white wheat. Perushin dekamar lavod schavim. And perushin means he wants it for avod zara. Perushin is trichle, and the chiddish is about perushin. That salkadet chamina haigav lavod scham kabai, ela mevakudavik bavod schavim. You might have thought that this guy doesn't really want to use it for avod zara. He just happens to have a strong connection to avod. And because he's so connected to Avodah Zarah, so he thinks that people are gonna, sometimes people are interested in something, they assume the whole world is interested in it. You know, it's so exciting to them, they think that everyone else is excited about it as well. So he assumes, because of his great connection to the Avodah Zarah, that when he tells people, oh, this is for the purpose of Avodah Zarah, they're gonna sell it to him for less. They'll give him a better deal. V'savar, so this guy thinks, Kiechi de Igavra Avikbe, just like I'm connected to it, Kuli Almanami Aviku, it's like dog owners think that everyone loves dogs, even though most people can't stand dogs and are terrified. But they assume, oh, if I love it, then everyone must love it. So over here also, I love the Avodah Zarah, everyone must love the Avodah Zarah. So Ema, I'm not saying dogs are Avodah Zarah, just using a mashal. So Ema, hachi, kiech leisvuli, kamash malan. So he says this so that he'll get a better deal. And I might think that, but he's not really going to use it for Avodah Zarah, you don't have to take him at his word. So kamash malan, that if he says he's going to use it for Avodah Zarah, then he will use it for Avodah Zarah. So main point over here, when the guy says he wants something stam, we're talking about a non-Avodah Zarah type of item, and you're allowed to sell it to him. But when he says Perusha, and he says he wants to use it for Avodah Zarah, it's Aser, and the Chiddush that it's Aser, is we might have thought that he doesn't really want it for Avodah Zarah, he's just trying to convince you to sell it to him. He thinks he'll get a better deal by saying that it's for Avodah Zarah. Okay, we'll stop there and we'll pick up with Bayi Rav Ashi next time.